Paul Lisnick is the WGN-TV political analyst here with us now to talk about the hearings last night. And I don't know about you, Paul, but I guess for a lot of people, the video testimony from Ivanka Trump and her husband, Jared Kushner, was probably one of the more remarkable moments of the night. What did you think?
Yeah, well, good morning, Robert. Listen, what's important about the hearing, if you think about it almost as a jury trial, in this case where America is the jury, at least those who are watching, what's important is not the arguments that the Congress people make, right? Because everybody always, well, they're biased, they know what they have to say anyway. But really, it is hard to ignore what is objective testimony, if you will, objective evidence, in the form of video. And admittedly, it's one of former President Trump's favorite and very powerful tactics when he basically attacks everybody who goes against him. So he loved Bill Barr until he hated Bill Barr, and Bill Barr's testimony was very prevalent last night. But you're right to point out Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump, because those are two people that former President Trump really can never go after. My goodness, it's his own daughter. And here she is saying, yes, I believed Bill Barr that there was no fraudulent election here and that it wasn't rigged. And when you hear that coming from his daughter, again, the hope in that testimony is that people who would ordinarily stand behind Trump might say, I have to give thought to that if his own daughter takes that position.
It'll be interesting, and we're going to get polling on this pretty soon. What do you think the American public is going to say about all this and think about it and react to?
You know, I heard you say just before the break, you know, we're so divided. And when you look at what happened last night, the question is, who are they talking to? By going prime time, by the way, they're certainly trying to talk to a much larger audience than they would if only cable stations carried it during the day. But certainly you had the choir being talked to, those people who also already agreed with everything that went on. Their hope was perhaps to reach Republicans who weren't locked into their position, independents who weren't locked into their position. But, you know, the reality is that those people who have always stood by President Trump were likely watching a conservative network last night that didn't carry the hearings. I watched all that stuff when I got back from the studio, and it was interesting that in the 7 o'clock hour, the first hour of the hearings, the conservative program that was on never took a commercial break. They talked about how essentially the Congress claims that five Capitol officers were killed as a result of January 6th, and that's just a lie. Nobody was killed as a result of January 6th, except for Ashley Babbitt. That was the young woman who was one of the people who was in the Capitol. So it was really counter-programming, is my point, last night for those people who wanted to expose themselves to that, which means when you say what effect did last night have, the answer is, who was watching? Was anybody watching with an open mind? We don't know yet. We'll see what polling shows.
What's the plan going forward? Was that the only primetime schedule? And how many more of these do we have here?
Yeah, there's going to be a total of six hearings. The last hearing is going to be prime time as well, and all the ones in between are going to be our time, 9 in the morning. And that'll be more typical. My expectation is that those that go in 9 in the morning will be carried by cable stations. The question is, will all the networks and everybody else chime in with that last prime time hearing? That would certainly be Congress's hope. Every day has kind of a theme to it, and but what clearly was set out last night was that Liz Cheney really did an excellent job. She is a conservative Republican. I know there are those who support the president who say she's not a Republican, but I got to tell you, except for this one vote, she couldn't be more in the conservative Republican corner. And she made it very clear last night that the evidence is going to show throughout the course of the hearings that these people came to Washington at the beckoning of President Trump and did what he asked them to do. There was one interesting thing we should point out, I think, from last night. They had the testimony of a filmmaker who was following the Proud Boys. And one of the things he said was that the few hundred Proud Boy members who were there actually were on their way to the Capitol before President Trump even took the podium. Well, that's going to make it a little tougher for DOJ or anybody who might choose to go after President Trump to say, well, he's the one that led to this entire insurrection. If the Proud Boys get a lot of fingers pointed at him, they apparently were on their way there before he ever took the podium. The response to that, of course, would be is they wouldn't have been there if they didn't feel President Trump hadn't called them there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and good point. point about Liz Cheney, I think she voted for most of what President Trump wanted during his 4 years.
In her votes, Bob, she's more Trumpy than half the Republicans in Congress.
Paul Liznick, WGN-TV political analyst. Appreciate the time here this morning, Paul. Have a good weekend.
You too, Robert. Thanks.